Isaiah 5, verse 20 from the New King James Version reads, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." You ever notice how in our culture we play this game of verbal gymnastics to be politically correct, which makes us actually biblically inept? We call sin bad acts. We call adultery an affair. Worry we call concern. Homosexuality we call gay. Abortion we call choice. Moral bankruptcy we call political correctness. Acceptance of false religions and cults we call tolerance and open-mindedness. Lying we call creative speaking. Sexual perversion we call free spirit. Fornication we call shacking up. We call men who were born men, we call them women. Women who were born women, we call them men. What confusion. Call it what you may, but it doesn't change what it is. Sin is sin. Adultery is adultery. Homosexuality is homosexuality. Abortion is abortion. Fornication is fornication. Lying is lying. Truth is truth. Men are men. Women are women. Yes, it may be uncomfortable. It may feel mean-spirited, unloving, or ungodly. But we had better obey God rather than man. We must be led by the Spirit of truth. He will give you the right words to say when you need to say it. Romans 12:2 from the Passion Translation reads, "Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think." Truth empowers you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. If we as the body of Christ, the household of faith, the family of God, continue to call good evil and evil good, we will miss God's opportunity to transform lives. Eternal destinations are at stake. No more games. Don't buy the lie. Call it as it is. God's word is forever settled in heaven. God said it, that settles it. Now we must obey it. Stand for truth. Stand for righteousness. Obey God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the Spirit of truth who leads us into all truth and reveals to us the things that are ahead. We trust you, Father, and give praise for the leading and guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.